News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, Cork's most famous twins are celebrating 10 years since their separation today. Hassan and Hussein Ben Hafaf made international headlines and captured all our hearts when they were born conjoined from chest to pelvis in December 2009. Their mother, Angie, joins us now. Angie, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks indeed for taking our call. You probably can't believe it's 10 years since that groundbreaking operation.
Yeah, it's actually quite surreal. It doesn't feel like 10 years, but they've done so much, I suppose, in the last decade that you just kind of pinch yourself and, you know, you can't kind of believe that we've got this far with the two of them.
Yeah, extraordinary. I was just, I was recalling some of the moments. I mean, I'm sure there's been so many highlights in the last number of years. I know they went to summer camp in America a couple of summers ago. Lots of highlights, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's just been so many, really, highs and lows, you know.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Right now we're trying to just, you know, in the coming years, hoping that there's more highs than lows. But, yeah, we've just, I suppose they've done so much sports in the last 2 years, something that I never imagined I'd be on the road all the time with the two of them for sports, you know. That's a real pinch-me moment. They do wheelchair basketball, swimming, indoor wall climbing and athletics. So, you know, much better than me or you, I'd imagine.
Yeah, a lot more. Personality-wise, are they very different? Are they,
Yeah, completely different. And it's so funny because since the time they were in my tummy, and I remember describing them at that time to their little sisters, you know, one was always on the move and, you know, you could almost sense that he was going to be the noisy one, and the other twin rarely moved, and, you know, the hospital had always been kind of concerned about him because there wasn't much movement. So, yeah, as it turns out, like, Hassan is definitely the more outgoing and cheeky chappy and always in school has all the girls around him. And Hussein then is definitely the quieter one, and he kind of follows really in Hassan's footsteps and looks for his kind of approval, you know. So, yeah, very, very different boys, you know, but equally as sweet as the other.
Oh, good. Are they aware that they are such celebrities? Is it something that they are conscious of or even think about?
It hadn't been, to be honest with you, because, you know, over the years, I suppose we only ever share their milestones. And, you know, outside of that, it's kind of nice to just be, you know, a regular family.
Yeah, of course.
But they were in school about 2 years ago, and they said that kids came to them in the yard and said that they were famous. So they came home and they said, "Are we, Mum?" And it was like, oh, God, that dreaded question. So I was like, I was trying to explain then, you know, you had a surgery because you were very special. And then they were kind of asking me awkward questions about the surgery. And, you know, I had to simplify that a lot, we'll say, because even as parents, I suppose, it's something that we'll never truly kind of overcome that day. So I had to just make it in child-friendly terms that Kylie used a very special wand to separate them. You know, there was no pain. And but the reality, sadly, you know, was we'll say, like, this was my 10th year in a row that I didn't sleep a wink last night. It's just, I suppose, if I bring myself back to that night 10 years ago, I stayed up the entire night, held him in my arms, scared to put them down in case I never held them again. And it's weird because every single year it's like I'm scared to go to sleep, and it sounds strange, but I just can never sleep on that night.
Really? On that anniversary, is it, that you feel like that?
Yeah, like last night now, for example, you know, couldn't sleep a wink. And even though they're there cuddled up to each other in their bed, you just are constantly kind of brought back to that. I think it just took so much out of myself and my husband to hand them over. You know, that is just as amazing as it is we have them, and it's 10 years on. There's just some parts of their journey that you'll truly never forget and never get over, you know, because it was heartbreaking, and it was a very hard thing to do. because you never knew if you were going to get two of them back, you know. So, actually, you couldn't have one without the other. You know, they're my little double acts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of my friends call them little Ant and Dec because they're always up to mischief.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Look, you
speak so eloquently about it. And look, I think every parent can, in some, you know, none of us have gone through what you have gone through, but I think we can understand how you would feel that way on that night. I'm curious, you just mentioned about the pals saying to them at school. It was something I hadn't thought about. You know, lads, you're famous. They're pals in school, the kids in school. I suppose they're just Hassan and Hussein to them. That's the beauty of
the
kids,
boys.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we're actually quite blessed because they actually have the most fabulous class friends. From day one in junior infants, they're just the most incredible kids, and their parents equally incredible. Just the whole way through this, they've been amazing. And, you know, the boys, obviously, with having over 50 surgeries, they've missed a lot of school over the years. But these children in their class are just extra exceptional. When they're missing or in hospital for weeks, you know, they'll all send cards up from school, or, you know, when they do actually return, you know, they'll come and visit them at home. They're really, really good kids, and it's very hard to put into words. And the parents have been just such a support as well, you know. So blessed with great friends, and, you know, any of us for our children, that's all you want really.
Yeah.
Is good friends and some happiness in their lives.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when there are so many tough moments. So, you know, day to day you can only go by, and even at this stage I thought with lockdown that they would absolutely be going mad because, you know, they love being outdoors and they are very outdoorsy boys. But, you know, from day one I had to just explain to them what was going on and explain to them with their medical needs and stuff that they were going to be a bit extra vulnerable than other kids, and accepted it from day one, and thank God, you know. On day 25, they're still being great and not moaning or complaining yet.
They sound,
you know, so.
They sound like they have extraordinary resolve. I mean, you mentioned, was it 50 different surgeries they've had? I mean, for an adult, that would be grueling and exhausting and demoralising. For a child, it's unimaginable.
Yeah. They have a great outlook on life, I think, you know. They've taught me so much as a mom, really. You know, it's heartbreaking, I suppose, every time you do see them go through big surgeries because, you know, that's normally a hospital stay of up to 3 weeks and then another month recovery. And then once one twin is recovered, you go and do it all over again with the second twin. So it is a full-time job. Like, my husband had to give up work many years ago to help me to care for the twins because if I'm off in London or in Crumlin with one twin in hospital, there has to be someone here with the other twin and the girls.
Mm, of course.
You know, so it is, you know, I mean, every day it's a full-on day and it does need at least the two hands, you know, of us both. But we're blessed. We just balance each other out and we have our roles to play each day at home and it just works, thank God. And, you know, I suppose today was always going to be a day that I thought we would really have, I suppose I dreamt we'd have a really, really special celebration and bring all the amazing people who were involved in their journey and their separation together. But it hasn't happened. So, you know, we're just going to make it still as special at home because the six most important people are here together. And, you know, that's all you can truly want.
Well, you deserve that celebration. It's a privilege and a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Angie Ben-Hafaf, thank you. Mother of Hassan and Hussein, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Oh, what a woman. What an interview, Shane. I can't remember the last time I heard something that was so upsetting in parts, but just uplifting in the whole.
An
absolutely amazing, amazing woman. And fair play to her. And the best of luck in the future for the kids as well. More ups than downs, hopefully, as Angie said right at the start of that interview.